Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. There are other options for gospel readings for the feast of Padre Pio, so it's not the one for the weekday. Jesus said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of when he comes in his glory, and in the glory of the Father and of the angels." The Gospel of the Lord. Suffering is unavoidable. Sometimes that suffering can be physical, but it can also be emotional or mental. It can be endured by individuals or by groups, even by a nation, like the suffering we have endured because of slavery and abortion. Parents suffer vicariously when they see their children suffering. The whole earth suffers because we fail to take care of our common home, as Pope Francis reminds us. I see the inevitability of suffering several times a week when I visit the hospital and give the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Last week, I was called to the hospital to anoint Mr. Tony Sherry, who passed away a few hours later. I pray the sacrament brought Tony and his family some comfort and strength as they carried the cross of suffering. And finally, I am learning that I too will and must suffer at some point, especially for my own sins. The surprising thing is that I have been able to live a suffering-free life so far. I've had it good, but it will not last. Suffering is unavoidable. Now, here's the subtle irony when we deal with Christian suffering. Our pains can help heal other people's wounds. One of the most poignant prophecies in the Old Testament about the coming Messiah is found in Isaiah chapter 53, which described him as the suffering servant. We read in Isaiah chapter 53, "But he was pierced for our sins, crushed for our iniquities. He bore the punishment that makes us whole. By his wounds we are healed." The last line is the critical line, in my opinion. By his wounds, we are healed. We see this interchange of suffering and healing in daily life. When we break one leg and it's sitting in a cast, the other leg sort of suffers by carrying the weight of the whole body. By the anguish of the healthy leg, the wounded leg is healed. So too Jesus bore the pains of our sins so that we could be healed. But this does not mean that we will not suffer. On the contrary, our cross will be the surest sign of our Christianity. Our suffering will be our badge of honor. In other words, we too must become little suffering servants in imitation of our Lord and Master. Today, September 23rd, is the feast of Saint Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar. In a very unique way, he was a suffering servant like Jesus, because he bore the stigmata, the wounds Jesus suffered on the cross. Padre Pio was born on May 25th, 1887, to a poor but very devout Catholic family in Petrolcina in southern Italy. His baptismal name was Francesco, Francis. Even as a young boy, he suffered severe illnesses, gastroenteritis, and typhoid fever. He entered the Capuchin Franciscans at age 15 and took the name of Pio, or Pius. As he studied to be a priest, he had additional illnesses, insomnia, exhaustion, fainting spells, migraines. He vomited frequently. He could only digest milk and cheese. He served in the Italian army during World War I in the medical unit and returned and started a hospital for those in extreme illnesses called La Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza. Padre Pio's desire was not only to alleviate the physical ailments of the patients, but especially their spiritual ones. He was a priest. He heard their confessions. He said Mass. He anointed the sick. He served as a spiritual director. One day in 1947, a Polish priest named Father Karol Wojtyła came to Padre Pio for confession. And in a moment of prophetic insight, Padre Pio said, one day, that priest would rise to the highest position in the church. In 1978, that priest was elected as the Pope and took the name John Paul II. And in order to say thanks to Padre Pio, John Paul II canonized him a saint in 2002. But perhaps Padre Pio's most notable trait was the stigmata, the same sufferings that Jesus endured on the cross. He said he was embarrassed by the bleeding in his hands and in his feet and in his side, because he didn't want to be compared to Jesus Christ. But he endured his sufferings for the sake of others, so that by his wounds, others might be healed. Suffering is unavoidable, but it can also be an instrument of healing. Scott Hahn once said, "We usually pray, 'Deliver us from suffering.' But Jesus teaches us to pray, 'Deliver us from evil.' Our greatest enemy is not suffering. Our greatest enemy is evil. And suffering might be precisely what delivers us from it." Praised be Jesus Christ.